Next on Downtown, though, it is time for the game plan as we talk Black Bear football. It's brought to you by Creative Print Services on the Dowd Road in Bangor with full-service design, print, marketing, mailing, and billing. Visit creative-ps.com. And by ClearPoint Capital, call Mike Toole at 307-7718. Joined by my broadcast partner, Bob Lucy. Good afternoon, Robert.
Good afternoon, Richard. How are you doing today?
I'm doing well, thank you. And people will figure this out that this is obviously not live because we're actually on the ground in Oklahoma City.
Indeed.
So we are actually recording this earlier in the day before we board the plane for Oklahoma and what should be a very interesting trip. First time ever for the Black Bears playing the Oklahoma Sooners. And when you talk about the foundational programs in big-time college football, the Sooners have to be in that conversation.
Oh, there's no question about it, Rich. It's very interesting looking at their notes. They've got some very extensive game notes that get all kinds of facts about the program. But, some of them that stood out to me, the Sooners lead the nation with 50 all-time conference championships. They've also had 27 11-plus win seasons, which is tied for most in the nation. How about this one? Since the beginning of the 1946 season, the Sooners lead all football programs with 704 wins.
Well, that's not bad. I would say that puts them in the upper echelon. However, not going so well this year for a team that was nationally ranked to begin the season. They're struggling. 4-4 overall. They've lost their last three. They've got a hellish schedule after this main game facing three nationally ranked opponents to finish the regular season. They have replaced their offensive coordinator and at least one other assistant. So in a bit of disarray as the Black Bears come to Norman.
Yeah, they're on a three-game losing streak. And over that period of time, they've been outscored by an average of 31.7 to 8.7 in those three games.
Wow. Well, let's talk about the Oklahoma offense here that's been giving them some struggles. Before we came on, you were telling me the offensive line very much in flux for them.
Well, they've had, in seven of their last eight games, they've had different offensive linemen in there. I think their top three players, Rich, are guys that transferred in this year. Their left tackle, Michael Tarquin, played one season at USC and had eight starts before coming to Oklahoma. And prior to that, he played four seasons at Florida in 34 games and had 10 starts. He's a big guy, 6'6", 313 pounds. Then they've got a center, Branson Hickman. He's 6'2", 291. Before Oklahoma, he played four seasons at SMU in 37 games, had 33 starts, and was second-team all-conference. So he's played pretty well this year. And then their right guard, Babechi Wiwu, is 6'4", 339 pounds, and he played, before coming to Oklahoma as a transfer this year, three seasons at North Texas in 26 games, 19 starts. He was second-team freshman All-American. So those guys, I think, are kind of the anchor, but they're trying to move, I think, some younger players in to that offensive line, and it's somewhat hard to know who we might see on the offensive line in addition to those three tomorrow.
They've got a young quarterback, a sophomore from Denton, Texas, Jackson Arnold, who's completed just under 60% of his passes, 945 yards, 10 touchdowns, three interceptions. And it does sound, from reading the local media folks out in Oklahoma, that they'll look to maybe get that passing game going against the Bears tomorrow.
Yeah, I mean, I think that that's something that I am sure they want to get going. This quarterback, Jackson Arnold, Rich, is a five-star recruit, the Gatorade National Football Player of the Year, rated the number one quarterback in the country coming out of high school and the number three overall prospect nationally coming out of high school. He started two seasons in high school, compiled a 28-3 record, threw for over 7,000 passing yards and 67 passing touchdowns, and rushed for 1,580 yards in those two seasons and 36 touchdowns. So he's obviously got a lot of talent and skill. And, you know, I think that they certainly want to get him going, keep his confidence going. And he's shown that he can throw the ball and he can run the ball, too. So he'll be a dangerous dual threat quarterback for Maine to defend.
And a trio of leading wide receivers who are all transfers, one from Texas, one from Missouri, and one from Purdue.
Yeah, I mean, I think the wide receiver crew, we've seen these top FBS programs before. They've got elite speed, and it's very hard to keep them from getting behind you. So Maine's really going to have to defend them well, be disciplined, and try to keep everything in front of them. You know, one of their top receivers is Deion Burks. He's got 26 receptions for 201 yards and three TDs. He played at Purdue for three seasons and 30 games. In 2023, he led the Purdue team with 47 receptions for 629 yards and seven touchdowns. You also look at a guy like wide receiver Brennan Thompson, 5'9", 168. He's got 15 receptions for 184 yards, two touchdowns. Their tight end actually leads them in receptions. Bauer Sharp, he's 6'4", 243 pounds. He played at Southeastern Louisiana for three seasons. He's coming into this game with 32 receptions for 242 yards and two touchdowns. And another guy I think to look at is J.J. Hester. He played at Missouri for two seasons. He's got nine receptions for 153 yards. He's averaging 17 yards per catch.
So what do the Black Bears need to do? What's the key to keep this Oklahoma offense that's trying to get something established in check?
Well, I think defensively, Rich, they have to try to stop the ground game. They're averaging 116.5 rushing yards per game. They have seven rushing touchdowns. The key is make them completely one-dimensional, so they have to go to that passing attack and then try to put the pressure on the passing pocket. That's been a formula for Maine. When they win games this year, as you know, they hold the other team's rushing game in check and really come after the quarterback in the pocket and rack up the sacks and put the pressure on and then hopefully rack up some turnovers. That didn't happen at Rhode Island last week. Maine really didn't get that sack game going. They had no sacks. They didn't have any turnovers. So I think they need to really be stout against their run game, put them into those predictable passing situations, try to make them one-dimensional, and come after them and try to force some turnovers.
We're talking with Bob Lucy. It's the game plan here on Downtown for Maine and Oklahoma tomorrow. Black Bears offensively, again, last week, under pressure all day long. Carter Peavy sacked a lot, still ended up completing a personal best, 29 out of 39. For the season, Carter has completed more than 70% of his throws, just under 1,600 yards and 11 touchdowns. But against this Oklahoma team, and we've seen this in virtually every game against FBS opponents, if Maine is to do well, they've got to have a decent ground game.
Yeah, no question about it. And in the 30 FBS games they have, their record is 4-26. They've only averaged 90.2 rushing yards per game. And I think that's going to be really important. Maine has to have a productive ground game that allows them to keep the Sooners guessing. And when I look at some of the stats this year for Maine, Rich, in their last two losses, the Black Bears have only averaged 69.5 rushing yards per game. To be successful today, Maine needs to have a productive ground game as well as an effective passing game to keep those Sooners guessing, make them defend the whole play on the whole field on every play. And I think additionally, we'll probably see Maine doing some things like changing the tempo throughout the game, running and throwing from multiple formations, trying to get the ball out of Peavy's hands quickly, and try to create those favorable one-on-one matchups with motion and shifting prior to the snap, trying to get the playmakers in space.
Well, as we take a look at this Oklahoma defense, they're giving up 332.6 yards per game, 21.9 points per game. And boy, the key guys, well, one of them right there in the middle at the Mike linebacker spot, Danny Stutzman out of Windermere, Florida, has put up some terrific numbers. He's got 71 tackles on the season, including 6.5 tackles for a loss.
Yeah, he was a second-team All-American last year, Rich, All-Big 12 first team. Over his career, 338 tackles, 34.5 tackles for a loss, and 7 sacks. One of the best linebackers in the country. You know, he's going to be a guy that's going to be, I think, really difficult to keep away from just, you know, his duties and responsibilities as the leader on that defense. Danny Stutzman is 6'4", 243 pounds, a senior, and he's a guy that that's a leader on defense and one of the best linebackers in the country.
Well, and we have an idea of what they'll try to do, and again, it's the key in these games, and that's stop the run, and they'll do it with a pretty big interior line, a couple of 300-pounders there anchoring the defensive tackle spots.
Yeah, Rich, and one of them is a defensive tackle, Jaden Jackson, 6'2", 312 pounds, a true freshman, enrolled at Oklahoma in January of 2024, and he's a great prospect, ranked as the number 10 defensive tackle in the country coming out of high school. They've also got an outstanding defensive end, Ethan Downs, 6'4", 263 pounds, senior. He was second team All-Big 12 last year. Coming into this game with 16 tackles, 5 tackles for a loss, and 3 sacks. A big nose tackle, Dominic Williams, 6'1", 312-pound junior, before Oklahoma, played at TCU over 2 seasons, earned freshman All-American recognition in 2022. He's got 21 tackles, 2.5 tackles for a loss and a sack. So those are 3 guys that are going to be very difficult to move out of there because of their size and just the ability and talent that they have.
Obviously, the Bears would love it if they force Oklahoma to punt, although they've got a pretty good weapon there in an outstanding senior from Grand Rapids, Michigan.
Yeah, that is Luke Elzinga, 6'4", 223-pounder, and he's been outstanding. He's averaging right now 46.13 yards per punt. He's got 14 punts that were fair caught, 17 inside the 20, and a long of 63 yards.
Not bad at all. All right, you got a little extra Sooner inside, a little Sooner trivia, something we might not know about Oklahoma football.
Wow, something you might not know. Well, I've already given you a couple things. Here's one, though. Oklahoma is 11-3 against current FCS members. One of those losses was to William & Mary.
Wow. Wow. They, yeah. See, there you go. I did not know that. Well done, Robert.
Well, we want to leave on a positive note, Richard. You know, Maine is coming down there, and we've seen before Maine play very well against Power 5 teams. We'll never forget Nebraska when they were trailing by 8 points in the fourth quarter. Of course, the big win 20 years ago against Mississippi State, where Maine held them scoreless for the last 48 minutes of the game and got a 9-7 win. And in that game, Maine forced 3 turnovers and had 8 tackles for a loss.
Well, Oklahoma, the next 3 weeks, playing nationally ranked Missouri, Alabama, and LSU, could they look past the Bears and give Maine a chance to go 2-0 all time against the SEC?
Well, one never knows. I think they'll come out and they'll play very good football. And Maine will compete, and Maine will do what they do. They're physical. They've got a lot of pride, a lot of determination. I'm really looking forward to that. Rich, it's going to be a packed house, I think, no matter whether it rains or not. Oklahoma has sold out 157 straight originally scheduled home contests dating back to the start of the 1999 season.
Well, we'll see how many of those 80,000 are still in their Halloween costumes as empty seats for a team that's lost 3 in a row. Tomorrow, 2:30 start, Maine and Oklahoma. Thank you much, Robert.
My pleasure, Richard. Please bring me a little Halloween candy.
I'm trying to get rid of as much as I can. So, yes, I will take care of that.
Thank you.
You're very welcome. Our Black Bear Reports and, of course, the game plan brought to you by Creative Print Services, the official printer of the Black Bears on the Dowd Road in Bangor and online at creative-ps.com. And by ClearPoint Capital, call Mike Toole at 307-7718.